Floods. Heavy rains have continued to cause widespread havoc in the Nyatike sub-county, with more than 50 households already affected by the rising waters of Lake Victoria. Migori County Red Cross Coordinator Kevin Ondiek said that there is an urgent need for humanitarian assistance to help the affected 556 residents in Konyango and Kabuto villages. One of the business premises at Kawo Village that is partially submerged due to flooding in Nyatike sub-county. According to the Migori Red Cross situational report, there are 8 households in Angugo Evacuation Center, but integration is encouraged because the existing evacuation centers do not meet the minimum requirements. Ondiek said that humanitarian organizations, government agencies, and local volunteers are working tirelessly to assist the affected population. Already Care Kenya is providing medical care and psychosocial support for trauma-affected individuals. Senior Chief Philip Orwa of the Lower Central Kadam location acknowledged that multiple beaches in Nyatike, including Lwanda, Kawo, and Kamamra, have already been submerged, while rising water levels in Lake Victoria are damaging homes and infrastructure. North Kadam Ward, Lower Central Kadam location and West Kanyuor sublocations, Gingo, Modi, Makingeni, Nyora, Angugo, Eneko and Kabuto villages have been affected by the floods. A resident of Lwanda village whose house has been partially submerged due to flooding in Nyatike sub-county. Photos by Jeffrey Makaka. Orwa expressed concern that continued rainfall could further impact the community, leading to possible delays in school reopenings. Some of the affected schools include Amori, Angugo, Nyora, Modi and Kabuto primary and secondary schools. His concerns were echoed by Brian Okieng, a resident of Lwanda Konyango, who mentioned that the floods have devastated several areas, including schools, casting doubt on whether they can resume operations as planned.